So today we are celebrating the Feast of the Assumption. We are celebrating that feast where our Lord went into heaven. His work on earth was done. Now, traditionally, this feast is celebrated the Thursday of the sixth week of Easter. So last Thursday, 3 days ago. But by bishops in the United States as well as other parts of the world have decided to move this feast to this Sunday, the seventh week of Easter, the Sunday of the seventh week. And it's because we realize how important of a feast this really is. We realize how important it is to celebrate our Lord's Assumption. And let's be honest, we Catholics don't do so well of holy days of obligation, do we? We don't always attend as well as we should, or even remember that they're holy days of obligation as we should. Of course, holy days of obligation are those feasts that might not happen on a Sunday, but they are important feasts for salvation history. And so, of course, Ascension Thursday, Sunday, however you want to call it, is an important feast day because it is that day, as I said, our Lord's time on earth was done. And the traditional placement of it on Thursday is significant because of what we see in the Acts of the Apostles. The Acts of the Apostles tell us that our Lord spent 40 days preparing his apostles. He spent 40 days with his apostles after his resurrection. Well, the Thursday of the sixth week after Easter is 40 days after Easter. So that's why Ascension is traditionally on that particular Thursday. Like I said, we've moved it to Sunday, and not to criticize bishops for that decision. They wanted to emphasize how important this feast was. But that 40 days is significant. Anytime you see in the scriptures the number 40, there's something that it's saying. Because the scriptures are full of symbolism. You look throughout the scriptures and there's things that are symbolic, that have a deeper symbolic meaning than just their surface layer. It's not just for, oh, gee whiz, by the way, Jesus spent 40 days with them. He could have spent 39, he could have spent 41, but he spent 40. No, that number 40 has a symbolism. That's not to say it's not true. It is true that he spent 40 days with them, but that 40 days had a very specific meaning. When we look at the scriptures and we see the number 40, it says that something important is either happening or about to happen. So, for example, Noah spent 40 days and 40 nights with his family and all the animals on the ark. That's how long the great flood lasted. Moses led the Israelites to the promised land over 40 years. You know, after the 40 years was when they entered into the promised land. Our Lord spent 40 days fasting before he began his ministry. So those number 40 keeps showing up throughout the scriptures, and there are other places where you can find it as well. But all of those 40s were pointing to something important in salvation history. This was an important event, was about to happen. And so our Lord spent 40 days with the apostles preparing them for their ministry. Our Lord knew that after that 40 days, his ministry on earth was done. His apostles needed to take that over. And so he spent that time preparing them for that ministry. But he also spent that time preparing them for the coming of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, which we will celebrate next week. Pentecost is 50 days after Easter, which is next Sunday. So there's that preparation that the apostles underwent. You know, this preparation that we should go through as well, but I'll talk more about that here in a minute. Now, when our Lord was done with that preparation period, he then ascended into heaven. They actually saw him lift off the ground and go up into heaven. And it says that he disappeared behind a cloud. Now, this cloud, again, is not a coincidence. It's not that, oh, gee, it happened to be kind of a partly cloudy day, and as our Lord went up, a cloud just kind of happened to drift by, and he disappeared at that. That was a good time and do it. Clouds have symbolism within Scripture. Again, a lot of things have symbolism. Look at the events in our Lord's life when God speaks, when God the Father speaks about him. First of all, you have the baptism in the Jordan. When John the Baptist baptized our Lord, he came out of the water and a cloud went over the sun and you heard the voice of God, "This is my beloved son." The same thing happened at the Transfiguration when our Lord was standing there radiating light. You know, the glory of the Lord was shining around him and Moses and Elijah were there. A cloud came over him and again the Father affirmed that this was his beloved son. That those clouds symbolize heaven being opened. Heaven is open at that point. Our Lord has opened heaven to us by ascending into heaven. Whenever God manifests himself in the cloud, and the heavens are opened, there are generally clouds will show up. Heck, don't forget, God the Father led the people of Israel through a pillar of cloud. That 40 years they wandered behind a pillar of clouds. So again, clouds have all these significance. So when our Lord ascended into heaven, he was showing that his work here on earth was done, and now the church, the apostles, need to go out and do that, continue that ministry. That's why he prepared them for that. He also opened the gates of heaven. That's why he went that way. Now remember, when our Lord died, as we profess, especially, we say it especially in the Apostles' Creed, that he went to hell. He went to the place of the dead. Where he went was the place that those who were righteous and who had died, who were in communion, as we would say, in communion with God, who were in union with God, when they died, they wouldn't go to the place where the condemned went. They went to the bosom of Abraham, the repose of the fathers, something like that, where it was a place of waiting. They waited for our Lord to come. And once our Lord had come, when he died, he went down to them and brought them out and led them through his ascension, led them into heaven. And so our Lord, by going into heaven, he opened the gates so that those who had gone before could enter into heaven, but also so that heaven was now open to us. But if we are to follow our Lord through the gates of heaven, we must prepare ourselves. We must be getting ready for it, just as the apostles were. So how do we do that? You know, we can't take 40 days and go off to the desert somewhere in fast and prayer. At least most of us can't. If you can, I would highly recommend it. It would definitely help you draw closer to our Lord. But most of us, we have responsibilities here and now, family and jobs and things like that we need to take care of. We can't go and do that. What we can do is use the tools the church has given us. The church has given us lots of tools to prepare ourselves for that journey into heaven. First of all, of course, we have the sacraments, the Eucharist, confession, and so on. In fact, when someone who is on their deathbed receives communion for the last time, we call that viaticum, which is basically Latin for the food for the journey. They have been given the food that they need to take the journey into heaven. That's how important the sacraments are as a tool to prepare us for that journey into heaven. We have the devotions that we have, prayers and devotions that we have. It's so important that we use these devotions to help us draw closer to our Lord and to grow stronger in our spiritual life. We have, you know, the scriptures. By studying and reflecting on them, we can draw closer to our Lord by reflecting on his words, and so on. We have so many tools within the church to prepare us for that journey. And just like a tool that's sitting in a toolbox, if you leave that tool in that toolbox, it's not going to do you any good. You got to pick it up and use it for whatever you're going to use it for. Well, the same way, if your Bible is sitting at home on the end table and you got to blow the dust off of it before you open it, that Bible's not doing you any good. You know, you need to be able to pick it up and actually use it. Open it, read it, reflect on it, pray over it. Same thing with all these other tools that we have been given. We need to be using them, getting them out, pulling them out of our spiritual toolbox and using them. So as we celebrate this feast of the Ascension, may we imitate the apostles in our preparation for that journey to heaven, so that we may follow him when our time on earth is done.